I'm someone who loves trying out different makeup looks, but doesn't really wear much on a daily basis, so I like to focus on making sure I have high quality staples. And whether you like a fresh face, full glam, or somewhere in between, you've probably seen Thrive Cosmetics Viral Tubing Mascara. I've certainly seen it everywhere. You know, the one in the turquoise tube? So that mascara, along with all of Thrive Cosmetics' beauty products, are certified 100% vegan and cruelty-free, which I look for in makeup, and they've got excellent quality to match. And something I didn't know from all the mascara videos I've seen is that for every product sold, Thrive Cosmetics donates either that same product, another product that is needed more, or a monetary donation. They've worked with over 500 nonprofits to help with a wide range of causes like supporting cancer survivors, people experiencing homelessness, education access, and so much more. Knowing that makes me feel even better about using their products. And I do enjoy using them. Like I said, I like having high quality staples, and so my favorites are products that are multi-purpose, like the Brilliant Eye Brightener. It comes in a bunch of colors, and I like using them as eyeliner, eyeshadow, and even highlighter. Thrive Cosmetics is luxury beauty that gives back. Right now, you can get an exclusive 20% off your first order at thrivecosmetics.com/thrive. That's Thrive Cosmetics, CAUSEMETICS. .com/thrive for 20% off your first order. Calling all lovers of mystery and fans of a good story. If you haven't already heard me talk about June's journey, you're in for a treat. It's time to don your detective hat in this free hidden object mobile game that delves into the captivating journey of June Parker, a self-proclaimed detective on a quest to unravel the mystery surrounding her sister's untimely death. In June's journey, you get to play as June, deciphering clues and unveiling secret plots within thousands of beautifully illustrated scenes. And did I mention it's set in the glitzy 1920s? New chapters are added weekly, so you will never run out of new thrills to uncover, and you can also personalize and decorate your very own Orchid Island where the story takes place. How sharp are your detective skills? Find out when you download June's Journey on your Android or iOS device, or play online via Facebook Games. Your detective journey awaits.
Testing. You want to
testing,
test? Testing. Do you see when you talk
testing.
How it moves?
Which one's me?
You're the top. Ooh. Okay. So you said you haven't done a podcast before.
No, I've never done a podcast before.
Welcome to a podcast. Well, this is Rachel Uncensored. There's no intro for this. That's out of whatever. Okay. So what we do is we start off with a drink.
Okay.
That is either the person's favorite or reminds me of them. We have hung out a few times.
Yes.
By the way, sorry, this is chaos. Introduce yourself.
No, it's good. Rachel, it's good. It's a good podcast.
Oh my God, have you listened to it?
Well, no, but I'm going to today.
Because you're on
I'm going to bitch it. Yep.
Okay. Hi.
Hi. Kendall. I'm Kendall.
There it is. You are, would you consider yourself a comedian or a TikToker or both?
I in my heart want to be a comedian, and in reality, I am a TikToker.
You can be both.
Yes.
You're a comedian who right now your platform is TikTok.
It's TikTok.
That's your platform
TikTok.
Right now.
Yeah.
You should be on more platforms, but you, like me, are kind of lazy with it.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah. This is true. Yes. That's what my therapist says. And now you. Yeah.
I should be more on TikTok, but instead I am more on YouTube, and I need to be on TikTok more. And both of us need to find a balance.
YouTube's probably better, though. Right.
Not views wise. Money wise. Yes.
Yeah.
So it depends on if you want to be famous or rich.
I see. I want to be rich. I'm just kidding.
No, you're not. So I'm here not. We go. All right. So the drink that we're drinking today, we're going to drink two drinks because we are sponsored by Bright Cellar. So we're going to finish this and then I'm going to open up some wine. But your drink of choice is a gin and tonic.
I know. Aren't I classy?
That is so classy.
Cheers.
Cheers. I'm going to do this because a little lime goes a long way. So my girlfriend says.
I love it. Do you like gin?
It's my third favorite.
Okay, good. Okay, good. Yeah. It's my first favorite.
Oh, I like tequila and vodka are kind of tied at the top for me.
Okay, yeah.
And then it's gin. I cannot drink rum, scotch, or whiskey.
Okay. I think I don't like rum, but for a long time I said my favorite drink was a rum and coke because it was like
I was like 18 in the comedy scene in New York and trying to like sound cool at a bar. And that was the only drink I knew. So I just drank them all the time.
That's disgusting.
And I didn't like it.
That's what I drank. It was Captain Morgan with whatever soda someone had in their fridge.
Yeah.
Yeah. Disgusting. Exactly. Absolutely disgusting. All right. So you... Let's talk about, like, gotta, like, tell people who you are.
Okay.
You created, this was your plan, because right now you're most known for your character as your mom.
Yes.
So, Darla?
Darla, yes.
Darla, okay. Did you make that hoping to go viral with it?
No. I made that because I was trying to impress my now girlfriend at the time. Because they had a TikTok, and they'd gone viral with this video of them. They were, like... They were looking up, because I guess the creator of Mattel, the Barbie, I don't know anything about Barbies, but she's...
Oh, the toy company Mattel.
Yes. I think, I don't know if this is right, but someone involved there is a homosexual. And so she did a video that was like all the Barbies of Mattel that are gay. And anyways, that went viral. And so they were really on TikTok, and I was like, I'm going to make one to kind of, you know, seem like...
You're
like,
cool.
I'll send it to them, and I'll like start a conversation. And then I like came back 2 hours later, and it was like at 500,000 views. And I was like, wait, what the heck?
So your story is very similar to my sister's. Where she... are you familiar with Miranda Sings' character?
Yes, I am.
I have to ask.
I mean, I was like 12 when I feel like Miranda Sings was...
How old were
like,
you?
How old am I now?
Yeah.
I'm 22.
Okay.
I just turned 22.
Congratulations.
Thank you so much.
You made it.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you. Yeah. I was like, so it wasn't just me that was like a Miranda Sings. It was like my entire grade was like, there was probably 8 people going for Halloween.
Yeah. During her prime.
It was really,
So
I do know her.
So yeah, she made a video that was just supposed to be for her friends, to make her friends laugh.
Yes.
She came back to it, went viral. You went with it.
Yeah. And I was just like, the beginning, if you watch them, they're not that like crazy. She's pretty talks in a normal voice.
Yeah,
it's pretty normal, and then it just like heightened over time, and now it is unhinged,
as is Miranda Sings.
Yes, I guess. So was she not always like that?
No, hers was very reserved. She's like, hey guys, so today I'm gonna sing, and it was just like she was slightly off. But every time someone said they hated something, she amplified it.
Well, that was... people would be like, oh, it was so like crazy that she taught, like, said this word a certain way, and then it would just start to like... so then I'd say that word, and then it just like continued getting crazy, because I think in the beginning people thought it was like a real woman, like they thought that it was, oh, this woman has a TikTok and she's talking to her daughter or whatever.
Yeah.
And then now they're like, oh, this is a character.
This is someone, yes. So how much... so the beginning, it was more based on your mom real life, and then now it's like,
now it's
a hint of what your mom...
Yes.
Do you make up the stories, or do you pull stories? You make them up.
In the beginning, I'd pull from what my mom... but she doesn't say that much. She doesn't. She doesn't like...
the woman doesn't have this. Like, she's just chilling.
She's just a normal woman. She doesn't have like hours and hours of content at the ready.
That would be so convenient.
It would be. And for a while, it worked. And now I have to just make stuff up. But people don't know that. People really think... it is crazy. People think that I FaceTime her every day,
and
then I reenact that verbatim. Like, oh, so many people think
that. The internet, I found, you can make them believe whatever you want. So it's a power, and you have to be real careful with it. Because you could go online and make a completely different persona, completely opposite of what you are, and make people believe that is you.
Yeah.
Because they only know what they see.
Yeah, and they feel this deep, which is beautiful. And I think, you know, a lot of what is nice about my mom character is she, you know, loves gay people, and she's very supportive. And I think a lot of people need that. But also people do think she is like me. And so sometimes like someone will buy a cameo, for example.
Oh, yeah.
And then they'll get it, and they'll be like, I thought this was going to be your mom. And I'm like, well, it is. I did it. It's my mom character. And they're like, no, but I thought it was going to be your mom. And I'm like, my mom doesn't do...
Because I was going to be like, oh, so if you just talk like normal Kindle and they wanted...
No, I always do the mom character. I always do that. But there's been one or two people over the course of a year who've been like, I wanted like your actual mom to come in. I'm like, my mom doesn't live with me. I don't live with my mom.
Yeah.
And my mom doesn't do comedy.
She's
my
not
mom...
on your TikTok. She did, when you did, like, you were moving, she was there.
Yes.
But that's the only time.
Yeah. It's very funny. I'll have people reach out and be like, we want to produce a podcast like you and your mom or something like that. And I'm like, my mom is not, she's never been on my TikTok. It's very funny.
Well, people want that exclusive because they think that your character is actually what she would be. So they're like, well, we need to get that together.
Yes, we got to get that.
We got to put them in a room. No.
And she is. She's very supportive. She's very passionate about people's rights and all of that, but she's not she's not psychotic, so that's like
that's good to know.
Crazy, that's which good. Is what the character is. So,
all right, yeah, okay. Do you want to keep? Yeah, I noticed now you started doing like Say Yes to the Dress remakes and Dance Mom remakes.
Yes,
so which I love.
Thank you.
I love that you're a big JoJo fan.
I love JoJo Siwa. Is she gonna be here? Is she gonna come out? She's in hiding. She's gonna come out. I love JoJo
Siwa. This is her one day off from Dancing with the Stars, so she's just chilling at her house.
Okay. So we're gonna go there later. Okay, we're gonna go. I am JoJo's biggest fan. It's very funny because I was a Dance Moms fan from like the first episode. Like I watched as the episodes came out every week. And we only had one TV in my house, so my dad would have to watch it. And he'd be like, I don't want this show. It's ridiculous. And then he became obsessed with it. Mm-hmm. And especially when JoJo came on, he loved JoJo Siwa. And he was always like, she's the only one that's ever going to make it on this show. She's incredible. She is the greatest talent. And if she never got a solo, he'd like yell at the TV and be like, give JoJo a solo. So he loved. And he texted me when he found out she was on Dancing with the Stars. And he was like, she's on Dancing with the Stars. So
she's doing great.
She is doing incredible. She is doing very good. The dances are amazing.
Yes.
Very amazing.
She has a great partner, Jenna. Yes. They do great together.
Yeah.
I'll see if I can get you to a taping. I got you doing the premiere. The J-Team premiere.
Yeah.
You're only friends with me to get to JoJo. I understand.
No.
Cheers.
I'm just kidding.
How did we meet?
That's crazy because we've only met three times.
Yeah, we've only hung out three times.
Right?
Yes.
Feels like a lifetime, Rachel.
Yeah, I know. We've been friends since the womb. So, wait.
You watched, I think, my TikTok.
Yeah.
And then commented. And then I think I, like, followed you back. And then I was like, hi.
Okay, that's there. My girlfriend's constantly like, you need to make friends. So I'm like, what are you talking about? I have one. I have that
one
is
friend.
Plenty.
She's it like, is. It's yeah. I feel like I've always been like, oh, I have friends. I have a lot of friends. And then after the pandemic, I was like, oh, I don't have any friends.
I have a lot of friends. None of them live near me.
Oh yeah.
Like JoJo and Joy are the only two that live near me. And you know, Joy's training dogs all the time, and JoJo's dancing.
What is JoJo doing? She seems like she has a lot of free time.
JoJo?
I'm just kidding. Honestly. That was a joke. She seems so busy. Her Instagram is crazy. I'm sorry. This is just me talking about how much I love her.
That's fine. Whatever. We got 45 minutes. You can do whatever you want.
She's just always like, every day she's like doing something so like taxing, like so like so much energy.
She's 18, so she still has energy.
Yeah.
And, you know, joints that work.
I guess. It's clear. Yeah. She's amazing.
I've known her since she was 13. She has never been like, I'm tired.
Yeah.
It's always like, well, I just danced for 17 hours. You want to go to Six Flags Magic Mountain? And I'm like, well, I was sitting all day. I'm exhausted.
I'm tired. Too tired. Yeah.
No, she's a bundle of fun and always has energy. Yeah. She just did MTV Cribs. And then she just announced her new reality show with her mom. And
really?
Yes. They're finding the next like girl group or something like that. And like I think her mom's the main, and she's like on every episode, but it's not her show, it's more her mom's.
Yeah.
And then she's doing Dancing with the Stars, and then she starts tour again in January.
Wow.
So I think after Dancing with the Stars, she's back in rehearsals for tour.
Yeah. But I'm a big Dance Moms fan. I was a huge
Wasn't, but my sister was, and I hung out with her all the time. Sure. So the only time I watch reality TV is with my sister. I feel like reality TV is your jam.
That's all I watch. Because I struggle so much with ADHD.
That's why my sister's obsessed with it.
Yes. And so I really can't watch a show. I just watched Squid Games. But I could because there were subtitles, so I had to read it, and I had to watch.
My issue was, because what I've learned, I can watch any TV as long as I can also be looking at my phone.
But I can't. I have to look. Either I have to look at my phone or I have to be eating something.
Yes, eating or doing a jigsaw puzzle.
Oh, well, that's smart. I should try doing that. Because I overeat because I'm like, well, I can't watch anything unless I'm eating.
Obviously.
And then I'll watch TV for 9 hours a day and be like, I have to eat for 9 hours.
There's no other option.
There isn't, or I won't be able to watch it. But subtitles are helping. But I want to get one of those like rings.
Oh, I don't like those because my fingers get tired.
Oh,
like I have my own little ticks. Probably,
yeah.
I'm not going to lie to you. One time, there's been not one time, multiple times where I'm eating, doing a jigsaw puzzle and watching TV, and I'll put a jigsaw piece in my mouth and thinking it's popcorn or a chip. And I'm like,
it's not good.
It's not good. Don't eat it. I don't suggest it.
Yeah. So I watch reality TV because I'm like, I can just go back. I can also, I watch the same reality TV also, over and over again.
Reality TV recaps and shows you what's gonna happen. Yes. Like, so you see one scene three times.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, and up that's next good for me. Is this scene, then the scene. But that's just what just happened was that scene. And I'm like, which
that's
I know.
Perfect for me. Cause I need it three times. Like, people always be like, oh, I don't want to give you spoilers on something. And I'm like, no, I need you to give me spoilers. I actually need you to explain the entire, give me a full synopsis of it so that I'll be able to watch it. Cause
that
then
is,
I'll be like,
that is my sister.
Cause 1,000%. The second I don't know what's going on, I'm done, like, with the whole, yes. I'm not going to be able to watch any of it.
Yeah, I hate movies because I can't get invested. It's not enough time for me to care.
Yeah, the beginning, I need to be, that's what I liked about Squid Game. It was really right from the beginning.
My only issue was I couldn't look at my phone, so I had to, like, make sure I was trying to trigger my hyper-focus. And I was like, I can do this. I could do this. Luckily, I grew up in a household with had closed caption all the time because my brother's hard of hearing. So I am used to seeing words on the screen. That didn't stress me out too much. But I was like, I can't look away. I want to be on my phone and I can't. Yeah. And it was stressful, but it's a good show. Yeah. I've watched 2 episodes.
It's a good one.
It's a good one.
The last 2 episodes aren't my favorite, but the beginning is like the best thing I've ever seen in my life.
Well, that just... I don't want to watch it. Deal with it.
Sorry.
Deal with it.
But yes, I love reality TV a lot. And I love Dance Moms. And I do those. I make those reenactments.
All right. Before we move on to my next prompt of things, let's check to see if we have a sponsor for today.
Woo-hoo!
Cheers.
Cheers.
Skims is our sponsor for today. Everyone knows that finding a perfect t-shirt can be a challenge. Whether it's too big, too small, the fit is weirdly cut, or the quality is severely lacking. Luckily, I found the perfect t-shirt, and it's at Skims. They have crop silhouettes for them femmes, to long sleeves layering tees, and there's styles for everyone. I've been wearing Skims for over a year now, and I absolutely love the quality of everything I've gotten. It's silky smooth, it fits well, and my girlfriend always steals them from me. I absolutely love the cotton jersey t-shirt they sent me. It fits like an absolute dream. I wear it all the time. And my girlfriend stole the Skims soft smoothing t-shirt because it's extremely flattering and she can wear it on casual errands or when she wants to dress up for the night. If you want to try them out, then shop Skims t-shirt shop at skims.com. Now available in sizes XXS to 4X. If you haven't yet, be sure to let them know that I sent you, that Rachel Uncensored sent you. After you place your order, select podcast in the survey and select my show in the drop-down menu that follows.
Hey there, this is Justin Bartha. I made a funny new podcast, King of the Egg Cream. It has the greatest cast in the history of podcasts with actors like Louis Black.
I'm torn by my feelings for two women.
Bobby Cannavale.
You can eat it. Or if someone hits you, you can put it on your cut.
Melanie Lynskey.
I wonder what these marvelous things are that look just like boiled chicken feet.
Jason Ritter.
I can break things and pick locks and kill people.
Michael Stuhlbarg.
The whole point is to inspire people that they should make themselves better.
Ari Grainer.
No, don't whet its appetite. What are you, an idiot?
Me, Justin Bartha.
That's not just any egg cream, that's a Lemke's special.
And all narrated by the hilarious Richard Kind.
This is the story of Harry Dalowitz and how he rose from nothing to become New York's King of the Egg Cream.
So if you like funny true stories, come listen to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
How long have you lived out here?
3 months.
You've only been out here 3 months?
I think so.
Oh, that's right.
Well, when I moved in June, July, August, September, October. 5 months.
Wow. Okay. I was like, I don't think I've seen you once a month.
No. No. So I guess 5 months. Wow.
Yeah. Because we hung out. Because we were going to, I was like, let's be friends.
Sure.
As I do. And you're like, I have to move out there first. Relax. And I was like, oh, right. Sorry. And then you got out here. Like, I'm out here. I was like, great.
Yeah, great.
Let's be friends.
Yes. I live with my parents for like a couple months because I moved from New York and then I moved in with my parents.
Where?
They're in Northern California.
Okay, got it.
Yeah. Everyone thinks they live in Minnesota, but they do not.
Because you have a little Minnesota accent when you do the character.
A little Minnesota. It's a aggressive.
It's a very aggressive.
Midwestern accent. But my mom doesn't have that accent. She's Southern, really. She's like a Southern accent. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And my dad's from Alabama. My mom's from North Carolina. And they have, Southern accents.
And she's an ally of all things.
And she's an ally. I used to have a deep Southern accent, too.
Really?
When
New
I was
York
like six.
Made you kick it out?
No, California. Well, we moved to California when I was like six.
Oh, okay.
But in like first grade, I'd be like, hey, y'all, my name's Candle. And everyone thought my name was Candle. And they'd pronounce it that way because I had such an insane accent.
I love that. Also love that name. Like, why don't
Candle?
We name people
Candle?
We
should be. Exactly.
I'm down. Remember when celebrities just started naming their kids like Apple and stuff? And everyone was like, what in the world? And now I feel like no one wants to name their kid a normal name.
No. I remember thinking that was crazy. And then now I'm like, if you're famous enough and like and your child is going to be so rich and famous, it's like you can name them anything. And it's crazy if their name's just like Emily and they're like this.
That's boring.
It's boring. Sorry to any Emily's out there, but
Emily, I love you.
Oh yes. Oh no. I love the name Emily. I used to want to name my kid Emily, but if I was like I still want to name.
Pull that foot out of the
I
mouth.
Still want to name.
I am gonna
my
rename
kid
myself Emily. That is how much I love
the name Emily. But if you're, if it was like Northwest Psalms Chicago Emily West, that would be crazy.
That is true. Yeah, once you go weird, you can't go back. That's for sure.
What would you name your kid if you had one?
Okay.
That's a very personal question.
No, it's fine. It's fine.
That's the one thing I'll be like, I can't. I have a whole list on my phone.
I've heard, my girlfriend has a list.
Yeah.
I've just thought about it. Like, I used to, when I was like a little basic, straight human, was very generic with the names.
Yeah.
You know, like Patrick.
Patrick's cute, though.
I've always liked Patrick. And then my sister went and named her, love interest on Haters Back Off, Patrick.
And you're like, all right.
But it doesn't. I was like, you know what? That character fit. And also, I don't care about that name much anymore. My girlfriend has a lot of names in her phone. I like earthy things. Like, I'm not going to name a kid this so I can say this. Also, never tell the internet what you want to name your child. They'll ruin it for you.
I'm sure. Yes. Yes.
Yes. Unless, until it's like, this is their name.
This is their name, yeah.
There's no going back.
Sure.
But if you're like, I'm thinking about this, you're going to get opinions.
Yeah.
And I don't. You don't want it.
And you don't want opinions.
You don't want opinions.
You don't want those.
This is a name. No one has ever liked it. And
I bet I'm going to.
No, you're not.
I bet I'm going to.
I promise.
From where I'm from, it, like the most hippie town.
It is Oak.
Hi for a boy. Gender
doesn't matter.
Gender doesn't matter. It's great.
Whoa.
Making big trouble for that one.
Whoa. Whoa. But also it is gender neutral. Because
Oak is cute. I think it's cute.
It's not gonna ever happen.
Fine. So, I think it's fine.
It's fine.
It's cute for a baby. But if someone was like,
I was thinking
you have a
like,
meeting with
but
Oak.
Think of like a hippie girl, like, hey, my name is Oak. Or like it's a muscular cute. Dude.
Named
like,
Oak. Yeah, that's
my name's Oak. Like,
but what if you don't have either of those?
Well, I've like
if you have like a guy who's into stocks and does doctor.
Well, then I don't know.
And his name is Oak. No one will respect him.
Oakley.
Oakley's a cute name. I used to want to name my daughter Oakley.
Okay, so it works either way.
I'm not even going to have... This is what's crazy. I have a list this long of baby names. I don't think I'm going to have a child.
I'm constantly contemplating. I'm like, I feel
it's
like...
all I think about.
When I'm 50, I'm going to wish I had like a 20-year-old around. Yeah. So maybe I'll just adopt a 20-year-old when I'm 50.
That's what my girlfriend and I are like. We're like, we'll just... Yeah, we'll adopt a 17-year-old and be like, get their credit fixed. And then be like... Love you. You can come back whenever you want.
Just visit us for Thanksgiving and
for
Christmas.
Thanksgiving.
Tell us. We'll go to your wedding.
Yeah. Yes.
Yes. And just the whole, like, I love babies and I love toddlers.
Me too. Well, you have a lot of nieces
and
nephews.
That's the thing is I get my baby fix.
Yeah.
I go over, I visit, I see him, I love him.
And that's how I am with my nephew because I love my nephew so much and I'll go visit him.
Yeah.
And I am like, this is so fun. This is so wonderful. But I am like, I couldn't do this forever though.
No.
And this would just never end.
I have so many nieces and nephews. And my family knows not to ask me to babysit.
Yeah.
Unless it's an emergency.
Yeah.
Like sure. When my sister-in-law was going into labor with, Luke, the fifth child. Wow. All the whole family was out of town and it was just me. So I babysat four kids for, I think it was a max.
Four.
It was, I think it was 10, maybe 12 hours. And I was like, nope.
No.
I love them to pieces. They weren't even bad. They were actually really good.
Sure. Well,
I'm just exhausted.
How old are they? Are they like four under four?
Yeah. So at that time, I think Bailey was like 11. Jake was or eight. Parker was five-ish. And then Duncan was like two or one. So like I had all ranges. They're all great. Yes. They're really easy to watch. I was just like, I'm tired.
And you can't.
I can't. And I have no idea how my siblings do it.
I had to take my nephew to a swim class 2 days ago where you're like in the pool with him. And the things they have you
do. They just make you throw them under the water.
I had a panic attack.
No.
I couldn't believe it. My nephew is clinging to me, first of all, like he's going to die.
Yes.
He's so scared. And she's like, okay, no, it's just you're going to put him underwater for 3 seconds and then you're just going to let go. He'll swim to the wall. My nephew can't even talk yet. Like my nephew is a baby. And I was like, no, I'm not. She was like, you just shove him underwater and then he's going to, and then you go away and then he'll swim. He's going to swim, grab a ring, and then come up and put his hands on the side of the pool and then hang there. And I was like, is he?
Because
I
could barely use a fork.
He can't use a fork. I was like, he is not going to do that. So then they did, because I was embarrassed. Everyone was looking at me like this woman. Because first of all, I got there and I'm like holding him and I have to take off my pants and like get, I'm holding him while getting undressed. Being a mother is very hard. I couldn't do it.
And also when it's someone else's kid, like if you drown him,
that's gonna be...
you got other people mad at you. If it's your own kid, you just have to worry about like child protective. Yeah, sure. That's your own issue.
It also feels like everyone is, you know, because usually I'm pretty good about being like, whatever. If everyone judges me, that's okay. But
yeah,
when you have a kid, you feel like everyone's like, you're an unfit parent.
Like,
I should take your kid from you right now.
Your parents, especially mothers, get the most judgment that has ever existed.
So many people were looking at me. People were like laughing at me. Just like I was in the water with them and they'd be like,
fuck you.
Fuck you. And no. Then they were like, okay, shove him underwater and then you're going to turn him right when he hits the water. But if you do it a second before, he'll get water in his lungs. And I said, well, then I shouldn't probably do that because I did too early. They grab him from me like I'm trying to kill him or something.
No.
And they're like, that's bad.
My brother and sister-in-law put their kids in those classes because it does save lives.
It's very important to be clear. Yes. I love it.
I love it. I'm not going to participate.
So scary.
They'll go to the pools with, and they always have a kid under two with them. This because they've had so many babies. They have six now. So we'll go to a pool and, you know, I think we were in Hawaii and Duncan was doing it and he has no fear of the water. He'll just jump right in. And I'm like, you don't know. He knows how to save himself. He knows to flip over and then he knows an adult will be there to grab him. And and my sister-in-law's like, just relax. He's fine. I'm like, how are you the
parent? So scary. And there was one baby in the class. She was younger than my nephew. She must have been a year old and they couldn't keep, she was like a Hulk and she was like climbing out of the pool like this. And they kept being like, pull her back in. And she would be like grunting.
No, she's like,
out.
I know how to survive.
She's like a super, it's these babies are, when I was a kid, I feel like we could do nothing.
No.
Like I had no talent at one.
Apparently like COVID babies are crazy strong.
Yeah, I've heard that. Yeah.
Yeah. I've heard it's because this is just someone's, and I'm taking it as fact. I was on TikTok.
No, what you've got to start doing, this is what I do. If I saw something on TikTok, I just say I read an article about
that's genius.
An 8-year-old told me. She wrote the article. And she said, she said, if I came across this video, then who I'm with is the love of my life. That's what she said.
You're like, done.
Done. Perfect.
Done. I read an article about this chick said that COVID babies are being born stronger because pregnant women are supposed to just sit.
Wow.
And so the fact that they can work from home or they're jobless and they're just chilling
Yeah.
makes it so like
they're healthier.
They're healthier. And you know, while we're always like, we got to stay fit, and that's why we move so much. We've done this.
We haven't moved in 6 years.
Society tells women, you know, they can't be fat, right? And, which is wrong. Women should be healthy. Every human should be healthy. Yeah. So whatever, when you're pregnant, you don't have to try and stay at a certain weight. You should do whatever your body tells you to do.
Right. 100%.
And when you're pregnant, your body usually tells you to sit your ass down.
Yeah.
So people are, this article was saying
that you sound so good.
It does. It makes me sound more educated.
Yes. Yeah. Well, it makes sense. And then I think once they're born, they have like some people have both parents just there 24/7.
Yes.
Doing stuff with them. And,
yes.
And stimulating their brain and all that type of stuff. So they're smart.
My sister's son, Flynn, is crazy smart. And so are my brother's kids. And I think it's because both parents are always home.
Yeah.
Like, and that's, you know, that's rare that can happen, that can happen. But I absolutely love it. All right, we're going to check to see if we have one more sponsor for today, which we do, and it's Bright Cellars. So there we go. Do you drink wine?
Yes.
Are you saying that because Bright Cellars is my sponsor?
Well, I only drink one type of wine.
And it's whatever Bright Cellars sends. All right, so I can't say Cabernet Sauvignon.
Sauvignon Blanc?
It's Cabernet Sauvignon.
This is the red wine, isn't it?
Yeah, it's Cabernet
Sauvignon. Cabernet Sauvignon.
Not a word.
Sauvignon. Yes,
that's not a word.
I wish you had a hand, because I used to work as a fine dining server.
Can you open this?
Not with this. I don't know what this. I can do it. This is the easier one. But I worked as a fine dining server for so long. I can only do like the, you know, the hand one.
Oh, well, let me try this. I believe in you. I do think this is a two.
How do I start it like that?
Okay, so it's you start it like with this down, and then as it goes in, the arms come up. Hold on. And then, see, like, it goes, and it's like raising a party. It's like, party in the house.
You party in there.
And then you're like, party's over. And then you take it out.
That is incredible.
You know, if you have more strength. I'm just scared of spilling red wine all over my couch.
That's okay. You said I was allowed to spill anything.
You're a guest. My house is whatever the guest wants goes.
Thank you.
I try and be a very good host. I never had
to. You are. These cups are very good. I've never seen a square cup. I really like it.
Really? I don't know. I can't tell if you're like being a really good guest.
No, I've really never seen a square cup.
You've never seen a square cup?
No. I love it. I didn't. It's something when you handed it to me, I was like, I got to get one of these.
Well, I can't tell you where I bought it because I don't remember.
Oh my. I'll just look up. I bet it's easy to find.
This is not fancy.
I've seen those before.
Yes.
Yeah.
I don't do the stems because I break things.
Oh, yeah.
I'm a very clumsy person.
I am too.
I was about to say, I don't want to judge you.
But you think I'm
you give the vibe as one clumsy person.
Yes,
I can point out another.
Very clumsy. I'm very, very clumsy.
I'm extremely clumsy. And
I mess up 20 times a day.
I run into walls that have never moved, that have always just been there.
Well, do you have bad eyesight?
Well, I wear contacts and glasses.
Oh, okay.
Do you?
I wear glasses.
But you take them off.
But I take them off. I've never worn a contact in my life before.
Why?
Because I'm scared. Too scared. Do
you not like to touch your eyes?
No.
Have you ever thought about LASIK?
Yeah. The one time you told me about it. That was when I thought about it. I was like, okay. That sounds good. We talked about LASIK and I was like, oh, that sounds good.
It does sound
good. It's scary
though.
It is. It just that lasers feel like that shouldn't be in my eyes.
I don't want them to tell me anything about the process.
No.
I want to just go in and being like, what's the recovery? Because you know when a doctor goes, well, this is what we're going to do. We're going to slice this open and do this. No, don't tell me anything. I want to walk in. I want to sit down. I want you to do the procedure.
Oh, I have to know everything.
Take me home. I don't want to know everything.
Or if I go to the dentist, I ask 7,000 questions. I'm like, well, what are you doing now?
Wait, this wine is good. Continue. I should do that. Folk and fable, Cabernet Sauvignon.
Sauvignon!
It's a private reserve crafted in California. Anyway.
Wow.
Continue. Sorry.
I have to know everything about.
I don't want
to
know anything.
I'll be like, oh, I remember as a kid just being so scared. I've never had a cavity.
Oh, I have had, I think, 12 cavities, 2 teeth pulled, and a root canal.
I think it's genetic. I don't think it has anything to do with how you brush
I
your teeth.
I finally had someone tell me that because I floss daily. I brush 3 times a day.
And I don't.
I would mouthwash once a week because I'd heard it like, you want to get rid of the bad stuff, but if you mouthwash too much, you get rid of the good stuff as well. So I'm like, try to skip, because you hear so much. You hear so much. So I'm like, maybe if I do a mixture of things.
Yeah.
My whole life, I've tried different routines, always had something wrong.
Yeah.
And finally, I had a dentist say, you have deep teeth. Mm-hmm. No matter what you do, you're going to get cavities.
That's like, my girlfriend takes way better care of their teeth than I do. And they have cavities every time they go. And I've never had one. But I think I've heard, too, if you have, like, I have one tooth where they're like, it will be a cavity one day. And you can't do anything about it. Because it's like, there's a wrinkle in my tooth.
There's a wrinkle?
Yeah. There's like a wrinkle.
It's a bone.
Yeah. There's a little wrinkle in the bone.
Isn't it weird that these are just like bones?
I know. And they stick out and you have to clean
them.
And when
babies are born, their x-rays of their mouths, you just see all the teeth.
Two sets in there?
Yeah. Your bones don't, they're in there.
Wow.
I don't trust babies.
I don't. Oak. I don't trust oak.
I don't trust oak. I don't trust nobody.
Wow.
So you have to have the dentist tell you everything.
Yeah. Yeah.
No. Opposite. Wow. Don't tell me anything. I got my appendix out. I said, shh.
That's my biggest fear. I always think I have appendicitis. And then every time it ends up just being IBS, which is on the wrong side and doesn't matter. But I'm always like, oh, it's going to happen. And then I have
to
come out.
Well, does it run in your family?
No, but I'm so scared. You can get it from, I think it's 22 to 30 is the most common time.
Yeah, I got mine when I was about 22, 23.
Don't tell me that. I think about it every day. And my girlfriend had their appendix burst, and usually you go to the hospital because it being inflamed hurts so bad.
Yeah, that's why I went right when it started being inflamed. They were like, we couldn't detect it for 12 hours because it was so, and I was like,
wow, you really know your body.
Apparently.
I love that. No, Jordan, their appendix burst and they waited still a couple hours to go to the hospital.
What were they doing?
They were just vomiting. I don't know what they were doing. They were so sick.
Did they just think it was like the flu or something?
I think they just were so, they were so like hallucinating basically from the amount of pain that they were just kind of like, you know, when you've just like been on the bathroom floor for like 6 hours and you're like, oh, oopsie.
Yeah.
I guess I'm really sick. So I think they just, and then they finally went and they were like, you're really lucky you're not dead because.
Yeah. When it bursts, you die.
Yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Very scary.
Yeah.
It makes me sick to think about. That's scary.
Well, I don't think you're going to get appendicitis because it does not run in your family.
No, Rachel.
My mom had it and her mom had it. So, and luckily I'd already graduated college, I believe. Yes, I did. But so I wasn't living at home, but I was home for Thanksgiving break. So I had my mom who was immediately, she is the most paranoid. The second I'm like, my tummy hurts, she got appendicitis.
That's lucky. My mom, you could have a broken arm. She'd be like, well, you're probably dehydrated. So maybe you should drink some water.
My mom immediately is, do we need to go to the doctor? We should go to the hospital. If this happens for more than 30 minutes, you're going to the hospital. I don't know why. Maybe because I am so clumsy. But I was like, it was really weird. The feeling for me was, it was a stomach pain. And I was like, I feel like maybe I have to poop, but nothing was coming out.
Right.
And I was like, this is weird. And then
your appendix came out.
My appendix came out and said. So like, it was only like 2 hours of me being like, this is uncomfortable. And my mom did the thing where you push and if you release and it hurts, then it's appendicitis. And she did it. And I was like, no. And she's like, but I was in such excruciating pain, but I felt like it was just like a really bad poop. And I was like, but when I try to poop, my butt says, there's nothing to give, honey. Yeah. Like, you know that your tummy and your butt have to be in sync? Yeah. They were not in sync. And I was like, something's wrong. And so we went, and it was the second they gave me morphine, I felt nothing. And so, of course, I was like, I'm good. I can go home, guys. I feel great. And they're like, that's because we put drugs in you. I was like, no.
Yeah.
I know. I just had to fart or something.
Right.
And then it took 12 hours for them to finally diagnose me. And it was on Thanksgiving. And the worst part was I had to miss Thanksgiving dinner.
But that is nice. It wasn't so bad. Like, I feel like it could have, if you waited, it would have been the worst pain you've ever been in.
Which usually I'm like, I can get through it. I'm like, I'm all tough. I try to be strong. Blah, blah, blah. But my sister was like, we're going to the zoo. And I was like, I got to go to the zoo. Not anymore. I'm against zoos now. But back then I was like, I got to go to the zoo. Toughen up.
Yeah.
And I'm so glad my mom was there. Because if I was home alone, I wouldn't have done anything. My mom was like, nope, we're going to the hospital. Nope. And, you know, she makes me feel more anxious, which is great in that scenario.
Right.
Like, she always thinks you're going to die.
See, I think because I was so clumsy, my mom was always like, you're fine. You're literally fine.
Oh, see, and I've had to get stitches and I've never broken anything.
I've broken so many bones. And so has my girlfriend, too. Like, they've broken their arm like 4 times. I broke my arm, my wrist, my foot. Or no, my ankle. It was my ankle playing samba soccer.
What's anyone? Samba soccer?
Indoor soccer.
Oh, that doesn't sound fun.
It wasn't. I was really bad. I had this thing with sports as a kid. I was so anxious. So I think I was pretty good, especially volleyball. I was really good at volleyball. Mm-hmm. I like worked really hard and I feel like I was naturally inclined. But I would get so anxious when I would go out on the court that I would cry at like the games, like on the court. And I remember my coach like screaming at me, being like,
but that doesn't help.
No, it doesn't help at all. And so I was always a bench warmer because I would get so anxious when I would have to play sports. But I broke my ankle doing samba, which only sucked because, well, I sprained it. I didn't break it, mm-hmm. which was worse because I was growing and it was like sprained under a growth plate. So I was on crutches for like 4 months. Like,
what?
It was crazy because it just wouldn't heal. I don't know. It's terrible.
I've never broke anything, but with sports, people always think I'm going to be really good because I look athletic.
You do, yeah.
And I feel like I am naturally just strong and I'm the most uncoordinated and I do crumble under pressure. The second there's pressure, I'm like, I'm out.
Me too.
I play volleyball with my friends on the beach once a week. I can't serve. Because there's
too much pressure.
Yeah, there's too much pressure. Everyone's looking at me. It's just me and the ball. When no one's around, I can hit that ball right over the net and I'm strong enough and like, you know, I'm good. Nope. And then, but like when we're in the midst of the game, I'm not thinking. And so I'm really good when the midst of the game. But the second it comes to serving, I'm like,
I've been taking tennis lessons because
that's hard.
I'm very bad at it. It's because my friend Lily, she emailed a group of us and was like, I was drunk and I signed us up for 8 weeks of tennis lessons.
Love this. I need a drunk friend like this. It makes you get out. It makes you do things.
And I was like, this is nice because I would have never, ever done this. And now, and it's something I can just be bad at and not be like, how am I going to get to be the best at this?
Yeah.
How am I going to make money off
competitive?
I used to be really competitive.
Same.
I don't think I'm really competitive anymore because I don't do anything to be competitive in.
I stopped being competitive and now I just get really hyper, which people take as competitive because I'm like, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're like, relax, Rachel, just give me. I'm like, yeah, it is just a game. I'm having fun.
Yeah.
And then people, I'm like, oh, no one here gets hyper.
Yeah.
I'm with normal adults.
Yeah. I think if I like play Catan, I'll get
Settlers.
I think I'll get pretty competitive.
Board games. Yeah. I only get competitive. I used to get super competitive. I don't like when people make me feel stupid and then that makes me want to defeat them. Or I get butt hurt and people are like, it's just a game. I'm like, you made me feel stupid.
Yeah. I don't like that.
That's my biggest insecurity. Is like,
me too. I always will be like to friends or to my girlfriend being like, well, everyone thinks I'm just the dumbest person in town. And they're like, no one said that. Like, everyone thinks I don't even know how to read.
I'm the dumbest gal in the land.
I am. And they're like, no one's them. Like, everyone here. They don't think, oh, she's an idiot. And I know.
I've never thought that.
Thank you. I probably said, wait, Rachel just thinks I'm a big old idiot.
Not even little bit. I think you're funny and entertaining.
Thank you.
And I feel like we're on the same level most of the time.
Well, I think ADHD makes you... over time, you always think you're dumb because you go through school and you study so hard.
Yes.
You can't pass a test. You can't read any
books. Can't do tests. And people are like, well, you just, when people say they can't do tests, it's like, well, you're just stupid. I'm like, no, I can sit and converse about the topic forever. And I can be really logical.
Yes.
And I can like remember the things that I'm like, oh, and like relate it to everything. Like, I feel like knowledge, like being smart is being able to understand.
Yeah.
And like, not just memorizing facts. I hate trivia with a burning passion.
Oh, me too.
That is just memorizing facts.
Yeah.
And I'm like, I feel like being truly smart or knowledgeable is being able to like understand and look at things from different perspective and like understand a concept of something. Yeah. Facts means nothing. Like,
well, because you forget them. Facts are nothing.
Facts are nothing.
Facts and science are nothing.
No, I mean, but you understand, like just memorizing.
Because I failed every test in middle school.
I cheated my way through everything because there was no way I could memorize anything.
I cheated so bad because it was exhausting. By high school,
yes.
Middle school, I would study with my mom 8 hours before a test, like studying flashcards, conversations, watching documentaries, just to learn more about it. And then everyone would be like, I didn't study. And they'd get an A and I would fail the test.
Yes.
I'd be like, I can't do this.
Yeah.
So then I just started cheating in high school because I was like, which don't cheat is
don't
not
cheat.
Good.
We're not saying that's the answer. You have to figure out, I figured out how I learn. And that is by creating stories. Like if I have to memorize vocab words, my friend, my best friend, she was really smart and could also memorize things. Yeah. And she realized I need to have conversations about the word.
Yeah.
Oh, that's it. Smart.
Yeah.
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 And so she make up stories and
Yeah. I got a word a day app to try to be.
No, fuck that.
And then I had to delete it. They give you like 9 words a day. I was like,
it's a word a day.
I need one word and I need it for 1 word a week. I need to do 1 word a
week. Yes. And have it put into every single thing I do.
Yeah. Because I just always felt so I couldn't pass the test. But then I had the constitution test and I was one of like 5 people who got 100% on it in middle school because it was just memorizing. And I was like, and it came in the order that we were supposed to memorize. And I was like, well, I can do that. That's very easy.
Yeah.
But I don't remember anything I learned about the Constitution. And so I think I just, over time I just felt dumb. But I'm not.
No, I'm not dumb either. I mean, we have really, I want to say, we have good jobs and careers.
We do. Well,
so
we do.
I feel like we can't be dumb if we lucked out that hard.
No, it just makes you feel, I feel like people and other people probably have other things going on. But like, I feel like when you have ADHD, you're always like, everyone thinks I'm an idiot. And
yes,
there's no reason.
I'm constantly thinking.
But I always think I'm dumb. Yeah.
Yeah. Yes, same.
But it's also like fair. I can't read. So that's maybe, I mean, I can read, but if you were like, read this book, I'd be like, I physically can't do that.
I can't read out loud.
Oh, I can only read out loud in a British accent.
I'm gonna fucking try it. I'm gonna try it.
If I
pretend. Because you go into a character.
Yes. If I pretend I am like, I'm at a job and I'm the voice of an audiobook, then I can read.
See, you have to figure out how you work.
How you work.
Are you, that is fucking phenomenal. Yeah, and I'm going to try that
really
next
works.
Time. But yeah, I've never been able to, I didn't learn to read till I was 12 years old.
Wow.
Because I was homeschooled, but really I wasn't.
What is that?
Well, my, and when
you
I was,
okay? What happened?
I was in public school for kindergarten and then halfway through first grade, the school said to my mom, put her on Ritalin or get her the fuck out. I couldn't sit still. I couldn't stop making noises. Like I still constantly just make noises. Everything I do, I'm like, doop, doop, beep, doop, doop, beep, doop, doop, doop. Like in bed with my girlfriend. Like we'll be in the middle of sex and I'm like, have to move. Like, doop, doop. And she's like,
that's what Jordan's always like, what are you singing? And I'll be like, oh, just a song I wrote
just now.
I'm in the kitchen and I'm gonna eat some toast and a diddle. And it's like, what is happening?
Oh, my dogs are barking. Hold on. Oh. No, hold on. My assistant's here. 1 second. Okay, we're back. Sorry.
We are back.
Right before I turned this on, Kendall was like, this is fun and easy. I'm like,
it is.
It is. But I think.
What time is it? I think
it's time to wrap it up. It is time.
Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me. This is my first podcast.
Really?
So I hope I did okay.
You just sit and talk.
Yes.
And it's fantastic. And I feel like it's really easy to do with people that have ADHD because we can keep going. And anything we say can spark 20,000 different ideas.
I know. I don't think I finished a single story.
Nope.
But we chatted and that is what we were supposed to do.
I hope we've entertained you for the last like 40-ish minutes. where can they find you on things? TikTok is...
Kendall Landreth. It's just Kendall Landreth across all boards.
What? How convenient.
I know. Because my name is spelled weird. Spelled
with an H. Oh, so people can't steal it from you.
Nobody can steal it.
People try to steal. I need to stop talking. But people try
They steal
to-
you.
They steal you. Rachel Ballinger immediately like, took it everywhere. I was like, ha, I'm Miss R. Baller.
Oh, that's a good one.
And then someone stole Miss R. Baller on TikTok. So I'm Miss R. Baller 1.
Wow. Very embarrassing. Yes! Should I say? Is that rude to say?
No, I love it. Because I'm aware.
Yes.
All right. Well, that's all the time we have for today. Thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for
having me. Best Fiends and Bright Sellers for sponsoring this. Cheers.
Cheers.
Boom. We didn't get too drunk because both of us have to drive in a minute. I love you guys. See you next time. Bye. Thank you for listening to this episode of Rachel Uncensored, the only place on the internet where you can find the uncensored version of me, Rachel Ballinger. I hope you enjoyed. If you did, please like, subscribe, or follow, or do whatever this platform tells you to do so that you can get notified every time I post a new episode. Love ya!
Contained herein are the heresies of Radolf Buntwine, erstwhile monk turned traveling medical investigator. Join me as I uncover the blasphemous truth of a plague-ridden world, that ours is not a loving God, and we are not its favored children. The Heresies of Radolf Buntwine, coming January 2nd, wherever podcasts are available.